Do we listen to God's messengers? Job 33, 23 through 24 says, "If there is a messenger for him, a mediator, one among a thousand to show man his uprightness, then he is gracious to him and says, 'Deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom.'" These words were spoken by a young man named Elihu to Job and Job's accusing friends. Elihu was a young man, and in chapter 32 of Job, he enters the scene in this story. He says that he has been sitting back, watching and listening carefully to both sides of the argument between Job and his friends. During the time he sat back and listened, he discovered that both sides were wrong, and he became angry because none of them were looking to God. They were leaning on their own opinions and their own understanding. Elihu then says that he cannot sit back and watch this anymore. He is tired of the hypocrisy and the lies and the accusations. He didn't want to speak because he was respectful of his elders, but could not take it any longer. And he even says that just because people have many years does not mean they are always wiser and always right. Elihu says he is at the point that he is full of words and that the spirit within him compels him. And after a long period of watching and listening, he couldn't sit back anymore. And this was his message when he opens his mouth, that God is gracious and sends messengers to proclaim him to others, to spare them from the pit of hell. He says he found a ransom, a payment demanded the release of a prisoner. Elihu goes on to say that the messenger says, "I have sinned and perverted what was right, and it did not profit me. He will redeem his soul from going down to the pit, and his life shall see the light." What was he saying? He was saying there must be repentance before restoration. And even though he was incorrect about Job and his life, he was proclaiming things that were accurate. The Bible tells us our souls are imprisoned until set free, and Jesus died on the cross as a ransom for all of us, and he paid the price. And Elihu was right. You cannot have restoration without repentance. Have you repented of your sin? That is why God sends his messengers. Are we listening? Pastor Chuck Smith wrote, "If you ignore the voice of God, walk in your own ways and disobey his commandments, you put yourself outside the place of blessing. But if you will just listen to his voice, if you will walk in his ways, if you will observe to do the things that he has commanded, then the blessings will be yours."